New Country Z100, Luke Combs, When It Rains, It Pours. It's 8:40 this morning, and it is time for the Bachelorette Update, the second most unrealistic reality show in all of television. And my wife usually picks out the winner at the onset of the deal. Get your recap on what happened last night. Nurse Joy, love of my life, joining me this morning. Good morning, babe.
Good morning.
Boy, what a show last night, the final three, and it's always nerve-wracking as a guy to meet the woman's parents. You know what I mean? I thought that was a pretty intimidating family to walk into right there, Joy.
Very.
Kind of a wild deal right there, but the mom was kind of intimidating in her own right.
Yeah, I think she felt like she had to be intimidating for the dad.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? I think she was kind of doing double duty there.
Absolutely. Well, they have a big, big family. They all met Rachel's cousins and sisters and brother-in-laws. How do you think it went down for, first off, your main man, Peter? Can we start with him?
I think Peter's date went really well with her family. Mm-hmm. They appreciated his honesty. You know, he told them that he was falling in love with her, but that he didn't know that he was going to be ready to propose in 2 weeks, which is, you know, I think that's reasonable. And I think her mom really appreciated that because they're more on the skeptical end of things.
Right.
So I think his went really, really good.
Okay. And then let's do Eric meeting the parents. I thought that went about as good as it could go. Did you?
Yeah, I think that they had really high expectations set because of Peter.
Mm-hmm.
But Eric came in, and I think that he exceeded that. And he was real honest with them about his home life growing up, and I think that they respected that, and I think that one went really good, too.
But then we got to Brian meeting the family. That was tough for him.
Yeah, it was rough. I think that they all saw through him.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, you know, we did, I think.
Yeah.
Not everyone may feel that way, but he's a charmer. He says everything that you want to hear. I don't know, even Peter and Eric were talking about him after they left on the date, and they both have, you know, their doubts about him too.
Right.
And the mom situation, I think her mom and sister both caught on to that very, very quick.
Yeah.
That he said his mom is his number one woman in his life, and they really pressed him hard about that issue, which I was really glad because that was the red flag to me, and I think they saw that, but Rachel's still kind of ignoring that fact.
Right.
I think.
Now we're going to get down to the final deal here. They're in Spain. It's Fantasy Suite deal. Your guy, Peter, I don't know. There was some devastating news last night for Rachel.
Yeah, she had a really good overnight date with Eric, and we saw that, and that was all good. And then when Peter comes in for their overnight date, he's just still very honest with her about the fact that he doesn't think that he's ready to propose.
Right.
And she had a meltdown about it. They had a pretty good disagreement. And then it ends in a to be continued. So we don't really know how that turns out.
Are you nervous about this one, babe?
I am a little bit nervous, but I feel like they'll work it out.
All right.
That they're going to come to some type of common ground.
It's down to the nitty gritty. Let me ask you this one last time. You still going with Peter?
I am.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens here. The second most unrealistic reality show on TV. It's down to Peter, Brian, or Eric. Who will Rachel choose? As always, love of my life, Nurse Joy. I love you, babe.
Love you, too.
It's Kent in the Country, Z100.
All right, we'll see if it's all going to go down. I don't know. It's the Bachelorette Update. We'll see what happens here. Peter's going to reign supreme. I don't know what the Vegas odds are right now, but that's what we're going with. It's Kenny Chesney now on the Quizzle before 9, Z100.